Welcome to the 12 Days of Marketing, where you will learn the 12 steps to starting the new year with your best marketing potential. Brought to you by Top Advisor Marketing, a done-for-you podcasting solution built for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of the 12 Days of Marketing, Matt Holleran and Kirk Lowe.
Hello and welcome to day number three of the 12 Days of Marketing. My name is Matt Holleran. Today I'm going to walk you through ideal client profiling. If you go to topadvisormarketing.com/ideal-client-profiling, which of course we'll put in the notes here, you will be able to download a free form through our Advisor U program that will walk you through how to uncover your ideal client profile. But while I have you here today, I'm going to walk you through some philosophical things to make sure that when you grab this document, that you are going to fill it out and have it be very meaningful. The first philosophical shift that you have to make in order to truly create a great client ideal, an ideal client profile, is you have to break away from conventional thinking. Most of you focus specifically on demographics, age, stage of life, and really assets under management. Now, those are important, don't get me wrong, but there are other demographics that you have to focus on. Like, where are they at in their life? Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're pre-retirees or anything like that, but you need to be able to quantify and explain what part of life you want your ideal client. Are they in the middle of a divorce? Are they divorced? Are they widowed? Are they retired? Are they pre-retired? Are they post-retired? Are they in the fourth quarter? However you want to say it, you need to make sure you write that down. Also, what do they do for a living? Now, that's actually a demographic. That's not a psychographic. And so that's the big difference. The demographic is who they are, and the demographic or the psychographic is why they are, right? So that's probably the best way to look at this. Making sure that you break each of these components out by using our worksheet here will make it so when you start creating your marketing messages, your tagline, even your name of your company, if you're going to do a complete rebrand, having the right person in mind, thinking and closing your eyes and getting that end user thought of makes all the difference in the world. So we're going to just very, very briefly and very quickly go through this ideal client profile. And I'm going to touch on some highlights so that when you download it, you can listen to this podcast again, or you can fill it out a little bit better. So demographics, again, are they married? Do they have kids? What are their religious preferences? What are their net worth or investable assets? What profession or industry do they work in? Those are demographics. Psychographics, what do they do in their spare time? What do they read? When do they read? How do they read? Do they read at coffee shops? Do they love romance novels? Do they love mysteries? You have to unpack this. This can't just be, well, my clients like to read. If you make the decision that your clients like to read, unpack it more, get more and more specific. The more specific we can be, the better language you can create through these 12 days of marketing so that the 12th day you have something that you can deliver for 2018 that will change the way you market in this coming year. Next, where do they shop? What do they do in their spare time? Where do they spend most of their free time? What are their core values? What are they passionate about? What types of people do they spend their time with? What are you trying to satisfy? So are you helping them personally, professionally, financially, emotionally, spiritually, maritally? What? Be specific there. Now, everybody wants a saver, but are they really wicked cheap? Are they people who like more extravagant things? Let's make sure that we fill that out. The most interesting thing I believe in this whole worksheet is you have to psychographic yourself too. You have to write down, how are you uniquely gifted and passionate to satisfy the needs of this ideal client? What experience do you have, or what do you share with them to make it so that you are that unique person who will be able to help them? I also want you to figure out how you want to be seen by these clients. Do you want to be looked at as an advisor? Do you want to be looked at as an advice giver, a partner, a coach? Those are very, very important. And then finally, how are you uniquely positioned now, or do you want to be uniquely positioned to connect with these ideal people? Are you in the right clubs? Are you in the right whatever? Do you involved in the right social networks? Do you already go around with these people? And if you don't, where do they get around? Finding your ideal client doesn't mean that you are going to limit all of your marketing to one specific group of people. What it means is you know what you're fishing for. You know what you're hunting for. You know what seed you're planning to farm so that you can, you know, harvest something that is something that's energy giving. We at Top Advisor Marketing want you to enjoy your client experience even more. And of course, we want your client experience to be enjoyed by your clients. And the only way that you can do that is having very clear, very succinct, powerful messages to make it so people connect with you. So when they come in, you don't have to sell them. They're all ready to buy. This was day number 3 of the 12 Days of Marketing Ideal Client Profile. Stay tuned. There'll be a lot more.